Subcommittee on Budget. This is the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources. This is Wednesday, May 18th, 2005, and we are doing a work session today on House Bill 5123, which is the budget bill for the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. I'll open a work session on House Bill 5123. Mr. Siebert.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, you have Legislative Fiscal Office recommendations in front of you. There is a packet with a couple of attachments. One is the performance measures, and the other is the LFO analyst recommended budget changes. I'd like to start with the performance measures, which has the title Legislatively Adopted Performance Measures 2005-2007. The performance measures were worked over considerably in subcommittee during both phase one and phase two. The committee had suggested some changes in deleting a few measures, particularly some customer service measures that would be duplicated by the new standardized customer service measure that's being adopted in all agency performance measures, and a measure on on some mapping coordinates. The department brought forward a lot of modifications that they would like to see, which are incorporated in these changes. And we've been working closely with the department to ensure that these performance measures meet their needs as well as the committee's. And you'll see those those measures listed before you. There are there'll be about 12 when. Actually, there will be 11 total measures when these measures are completed. Four or five are being deleted, and three are being added.
Discussion or questions on Dogami's performance measures? I would accept a motion to accept the LFO recommendations on the performance measures. Have a motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. Mr. Sievers.
The second attachment are the adjustments to the governor's recommended budget. I believe you've seen this form a couple times in front of you now. It's the form that comes out of the Orbit system. That's the work session action report, LFO analyst recommended changes. As with all these reports, the first section of the report is the overall agency adjustments, all summed up. So you can see a total for the agency of all the different adjustments. On the second page, you'll see that the recommended total general fund would be $2,912,582. The other funds would be $3,176,299, and the federal funds would be $2,153,274, with 37 FTE or 37 positions and 35.2 FTE. What I'd like to go through is work through each of the different programs. There are two programs in the department. The first program, Geologic Survey, starts on page 3 of 6. As I believe was discussed previously, we're not making any changes to the adjustments to the LEG approved budget or the essential budget level. And we'll start with our recommendations on package 090, which is the BAM analyst recommendations. LFO is not recommending any changes to the reduction in service and supplies that was included in the governor's budget of $44,661, and LFO would recommend that you approve this package.
Discussion or questions on package 090 and the LFO recommendation? I'll take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation on package 090.
So moved.
Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
The next package, package 102, would establish an earthquake response position. The department has included a proposal to fund a position with federal and other funds from grants and contracts that would assist with doing seismic work and seismic analysis of buildings which need retrofitting. Also, there is a lot of interest in this program. They currently have, I believe, one position that works pretty much exclusively on this type of work, and this would add some capacity to that work for the department. As you can see, the LFO recommendation is to approve as modified with PERS adjustments, so you'll see reduction of $414 in both other and federal funds to reflect the reduced PERS rates.
Any questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to package 102? I take a motion to accept the LFO recommendation on package 102.
So moved.
Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. For the budgets that I'm working, I'm trying to keep this package limited to the technical adjustments to reflect the lower public employer retirement system rate and the lower attorney general rate. So those are the reductions that you see in this package. Reduction of general fund of $13,409, other funds of $5,846, and federal funds of $4,468 to reflect those lower rates.
Representative Johnson.
Could you tell me which of these funds are the Attorney General rates reductions reflected in, or is it all three?
I believe it's in most all of them. Let me see if I can find the detailing for exactly what it is. There is some general fund for Attorney General, but it's very small. The department has very little AG rate or AG expenses in their budget. So the most of that reduction you'll see is reflecting the public employee retirement system changes.
Madam Chair, as we got into a little yesterday, you probably appreciate that I will maybe be asking this type of question every one of the hearings that we're having, and trying to get a handle on how much we're putting into the AG's program with rates, and at least for my own as such on it. So,
and we'll just give Mr. Siebert a minute here
to do the paperwork,
and we'll give you the answer that you're looking for.
I can tell you what the the total Attorney General expenses in the governor's recommended budget is $3,477 general fund. So this is
and that's across both of the departments.
Yes, both. Both
mine
sections,
geologic survey.
Yep, and mine land reclamation, and so that what you're looking at is a very small change, because there's the rate changes. The change is roughly less than 1%. Roughly $200, Representative.
Yeah,
just from the Attorney General, and then they have other funds of $33,513. So most of those Attorney General rate change you'll see is from that other fund. But unlike some of the agencies you'll see coming before you, the department doesn't have an AG regularly attend their commission meetings or their board meetings. And so they don't have as much AG expense as some of the other agencies you're going to be seeing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Any other questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to package 801? I would accept a motion to accept the LFO recommendation on package 801.
So moved.
Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Mr. Siebert.
Package 815 is the co-chair direction to reduce total general fund support for service supplies expenditures by 3%. And you'll see in the geologic survey program that represents a reduction of $22,187. I would note that there are no general funds in the other program, as you will see in a minute. So the only reduction of 3% occurs in this geologic survey program.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to package 815? I would accept a motion to accept the LFO recommendation on package 815. I have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion is carried.
I would move on to page 5 of 6, which is the mine land reclamation program. Again, legislative fiscal is not making any recommendations to the central budget packages that you see at the top of the page. We would start with package 070, which is a revenue shortfall. The mine land reclamation program is funded with other funds from fees collected on mining permits, the vast majority of which are aggregate mining permits. with the economic downturn, there hasn't been as much mining activity as previously, so the revenue has not been generated from the permit fees. And when that happens, technically in the budgets, we require the agencies to include an 070 package that, in essence, right-sizes expenditures with revenues. And you'll see that in the very next package, in the 103, package 103, these fees are restored with a proposal to readjust and restructure the fees that will be coming forward in a bill that will come before you later, which is, I believe, House Bill 2120. That bill was just referred out of the Joint Committee last night, so it's yet to make its way to us.
Questions or comments on, we'll do a combo on package 070 and package 103, being one fixes the other. Is there any questions or comments?
Chair, I just want to make a comment. Yes. I hope the trends in the economy continue. And our good aggregate miners out there are mining aggregate and cracking concrete and building America all over Oregon so we don't have this feed shortage in the future.
The agency has also worked with the concrete and aggregate industry to restructure the way that the fees are collected. That'll hopefully help even things out somewhat. So when that fee bill comes before the committee, we'll bring the agency forward to explain to us what the stakeholders have agreed to do to help keep these positions funded in the agency. Any further questions or comments on package 070 and package 103? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation on packages 070 and 103.
So moved.
Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Package 801, again, is the technical adjustment to reflect the lower PERS rate and the lower attorney general rate in the mine land reclamation program. Again, there is no general fund in this program, so there are no general fund reductions associated with this. The total reductions would be $9,322 of other funds and $908 of federal funds. Those federal funds would be associated with the public employees retirement system rate change.
Representative Jensen.
So moved.
Oh, I thought you were going to... Is there any discussion on the LFO recommendation to package 801? Then I will assume that Representative Jensen is moving the LFO recommendation to package 801. And is there discussion on that motion? Objections? Without objection, that motion carries.
Package 810 is an additional ways and means adjustment. This package in phase two, there was some discussion around the need for the department to have non-limited other funds. We are, in legislative fiscal, attempting to ensure that non-limited funds are only included in budgets where there is truly a need because of a lack of consistency, predictability in expenditures.
Just for starters, can you explain to the committee what non-limited other funds are?
Non-limited other funds are funds that, in essence, you have no control over the expenditure. We track them as non-limited. They show up in the budget, but if, for example, the agency wanted to spend more than $100,000, they would that's included in the budget, they would simply send a letter to Budget and Management and Department of Administrative Services saying that they have a need to increase their non-limited other funds, and the adjustment would be approved. Any monies in those accounts, essentially, that they can spend without limitation.
So give us an example of what type of funds would be involved here.
In this particular instance, these are mine land reclamation bond funds. If a mining operation, were to just leave a mine site without doing the reclamation work they were required to do, they have to have a bond that the department holds. They could then use the proceeds of that bond to do the reclamation work for the operation on the mine site. In the past, over looking at the last six biennia, there was only one instance where the department came even close to the $100,000 needed for that's included in the non-limited other funds. In most instances, it was under 30. What Legislative Fiscal is recommending is that we remove non-limited other funds from this agency and give them $50,000 of limited expenditure authority to do any of the reclamation work that would be necessary. Now, if they were to find themselves in a position where they had a large bond that they needed to do the work of, or cash in essence, and complete the reclamation work, and it was not they couldn't do it within their current expenditure authority, which in this program area is about $1.5 million, they would then have to come to the emergency board for an increase in expenditure limitation of other funds.
Representative Shoffman.
Thank you. Is this ability to bond, is this established under Oregon statute, or is this federal reclamation law? Where is this?
Please come forward. We'll get this on the record. Gary, are you the responsible party here? Good morning.
For the record, my name is Gary Lynch. I'm the Assistant Director of the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries and responsible for the Mine Land Reclamation Program. The authority to bond is a state authority, and it's a little bit unusual here. We have the authority also to bond federal lands as well, part of from the gold mining days, that's left over. But so we do have that authority. It's an effective tool. It's part of the reason our AG funds, I think, are so low, is that bond is a powerful tool to persuade people to agree to do the reclamation that they stated they would do in the reclamation plan.
Follow up?
Just out of my curiosity, Madam Chair, Paul said the department agency hasn't come near 100,000. Historically, how much do they spend?
Mr. Rich?
Excuse me, Madam Chair, Representative Schaffler, if I understand the question, how many bonds are pulled and how much work do we do under that program in a biennium? Is that the question?
Okay.
We pull about four bonds a year, and Paul was right in that most of those are relatively small. The largest one we've ever pulled and had a contract to work on was, I believe, $89,000. We have bonds that are approaching $1 million. Typically, a site that large is, and there's some correlation that they're pretty responsibly run, and there's a lot of equity in that site as well, so it's worth a lot of money. And many times what we see, if an operator is struggling, they will transfer that resource over to somebody, sell it to somebody else. So the bond seems to be a very effective tool that way.
Representative March.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just so I clarify in my mind what I think how this program works is that a mine operator is required to place a bond with the state for any future reclamation work, and if they fail to do that work, then you can charge against that bond that they've paid for.
Madam Chair, Representative March, in a nutshell, that's exactly it. It's an insurance policy that the reclamation work be accomplished so that the site meets the secondary beneficiary use requirements of the county.
When does a reclamation plan come into play that you're bonding against? Where in the in the permitting process does that part of the discussion take place?
Chair Morgan, the bond is established at the beginning of the process based on the actual costs of reclamation that are described in both the mine plan and the reclamation plan. And it's a fairly complex calculation we make, and I don't want to say it's cookbook, but we use the industry manuals to calculate that bond. There, like anything else, there are strengths and weaknesses in the way we do this. One of the weaknesses is we can't be there all the time. So if somebody starts expanding beyond what maybe they understood their property boundary to be, we can occasionally end up with bonds that are smaller than they should be. That's why we try to spend so much time in the field, is to work with operators so they understand what our requirements are and we understand what their needs are, because we have the authority to adjust that bond based on what the current costs of reclamation are. And some bonds, frankly, are too high because the operator forgets that they can ask for a reduction as the mine starts to shrink, as the resources are played out.
Thank you. Any further questions for Mr. Lynch? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Siebert, any more information you want to give us on the package?
Sure. I believe it's been covered pretty thoroughly.
Okay. Any further discussion from the committee on the LFO recommendation to package 810? I have a motion to move the LFO recommendation on package 810.
So moved.
Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, motion's carried.
Madam Chair, that does it for the adjustments to the budget. I would also note that on your on the memo dated May 17th, you will see a proposed budget note dealing with, among other things, streamlining permitting in the mine land reclamation and regulation program. This budget note has been approved for inclusion by both the chair of both the Senate and House Committee, and as you'll see, would be included in a number of agencies, including the Department of Environmental Quality, Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Department of State Lands, Department of Fish and Wildlife, Department of Land Conservation and Development, and the Water Resources Department, to be working with the Office of Regulatory Streamlining on projects to streamline delivery of water-related permitting programs. So you will see this same budget note many times in the weeks to come.
And again, members, this is an attempt to try to work with a process that's currently underway with the Office of Regulatory Streamlining to initially focus on areas of permitting that relate to water, and to try to make those work better than they are. Right now, we drag people through the knothole of a number of different agencies consecutively, and it's very expensive and it's very time-consuming, and the certainty with which you're going to get to where you originally wanted to get to is very low. So this will be an ongoing process, and we in the legislature, I think, want to just give this an extra push down the tracks if we can, and just highlight the importance of the water-related permitting issues to the fill and removal program and to the aggregate mining industry. So that's why this is here.
It's been a rocky road up to now.
Oh, that was a good one. So do we need to do any kind of a recommendation on the budget note, or is that just going to be in there?
Madam Chair, I believe you would. It would be best if you approve the inclusion of the budget note into the budget report.
Okay, I would take a motion to approve the inclusion of the budget note into the budget report.
Okay.
Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion is carried.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, that moves us to C, recommended changes to the appropriation bill. As you know, the actual appropriation bill, House Bill 5123, is a blank bill. We would recommend inserting the comments of House Bill 5032, the original budget bill for the department, with the following changes. In Section 1, which is the general fund section, to delete the $2,948,178 and insert $2,912,582. In Section 2 of the other funds, delete the $3,141,881 and insert $3,176,299. Again, the increase here is due to the inclusion of mainly $50,000 of limitation for the bonding authority, offsetting any of the other fund reductions. In Section 2, this is also other funds, and this is we're just ensuring that the department, the rest of the line, has the authority to expend federal funds for contract services, but they count as other funds and not necessarily as federal funds. So we'd recommend those changes.
What's the reason for that?
The reason for that, Madam Chair, is where many agencies have federal contracts, and when an agency does federal contract work, we book those and expend those dollars as other funds. Many agencies, especially in natural resource agencies, do this. It's an attempt to try to keep, I believe, straight kind of the federal revenue from the federal government, as in grants or program funding that comes passed through to the states, separate from work that the state does as a contractor, just like any other contractor that the federal government would hire. This agency does a lot of work with USGS, sometimes the United States Geological Survey, hires them to complete some mapping work. It's not necessarily a grant program that goes through. It's competitive. It's a contract for work. So we just want to make sure that in their budget bill, we have the distinction between other funds, and that allows them to spend other funds, including federal funds, for contract services, as opposed to the quote-unquote true federal funds.
Okay. Let's go on to D.
D is the section deleting the non-limited other funds section from the budget bill, as you approved earlier. And then E is section 4, federal funds, and in line 18 that we would delete the $2,159,064 and insert $2,153,274.
Any questions or comments on the recommended changes to the appropriation bill?
Would move the LFO recommended changes to the appropriation bill.
Okay. Representative March moves that we insert the contents of House Bill 5032 into House Bill 5123 and make the changes as described on page 2 of the LFO memo dated May 17, 2005. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion is carried. And with that, I would accept a motion to move House Bill 5123 as amended to the House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation.
Okay.
Have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion is carried. Representative Schaffler, would you be willing to carry this in the House full committee and on the floor? Thank you. And with that, I will close the work session on House Bill 5123 and adjourn the meeting.